From Hollywood, with Ray Bolger and Mary Wicks as her guests, it's the Doris Day Show.
Magic.
Yes, from Columbia Square in Hollywood, here's Warner Brothers' lovely singing star, Doris Day.
Hi, everybody. Here's a tune you asked me to do, and I like it too. It's Shameless.
Who's gonna kiss me? Who's gonna thrill me? Who's gonna hold me tight tonight? Why did I tell you I was going to Shanghai? I want to be with you tonight. Why did I holler I was going to Shanghai? I want to be with you tonight. It was just a little misunderstanding that a kiss on the cheek could patch. I need you so badly, I'd gladly start all over from scratch. Oh, why did I tell you it was bye-bye for Shanghai? I'm even allergic to rice. Why don't you stop me when I talk about Shanghai? It's just a lover's device. Now who's gonna kiss me? Who's gonna thrill me? Who's gonna hold me tight? I'm right around the corner in the phone booth, and I wanna be with you tonight. Bye-bye for Shanghai. I'm even allergic to rice. Why don't you stop me when I talk about Shanghai? It's just a lover's device. Now who's gonna kiss me? Who's gonna thrill me? Who's gonna hold me tight? I'm right around the corner in the phone booth, and I wanna be with you tonight. Who's gonna kiss me? Who's gonna thrill me? Who's gonna hold me tight? I'm right around the corner in the phone booth, and I wanna, yes, I wanna be with you tonight.
Thanks, everybody. This past week, I got a request that nobody could resist. It was from a couple who explained that tonight they're celebrating their engagement, and they want to hear the song they first danced to on their first date. Well, congratulations, you two sweethearts. And here it is, I've Got a Feeling You're Fooling. Come on, boys.
I got a feeling you're fooling. I got a feeling you're having fun. I'll get a go-by when you are done fooling with me. I got a feeling you're fooling. I've got a notion it's make-believe. I think you're laughing right up your sleeve fooling with me. Life is worth living while you are giving moments of paradise. You're such a stand-up, but when you hand out the hocus-pocus from your eyes, I got a feeling you're fooling. I've got a feeling it's all a frame. It's just the well-known old army game, fooling with you.
I got a feeling you're fooling. I got a feeling you're having fun.
I'll get the go-by when you are done fooling with me.
I got a feeling you're fooling. I got a notion it's make-believe.
I think you're laughing right up your sleeve fooling with me. Life is worth living while you are giving moments of paradise. You're such a standout, but when you hand out the hocus pocus from your eyes, I got a feeling that you're fooling. I got a feeling that it's all a frame. It's just a well-known old army game, fooling with you. I got a feeling you're fooling, fooling with me.
Thanks, everybody. You know, a good friend of mine is here tonight, and I know you'll remember her as the hard-boiled but soft-hearted housekeeper in Moonlight Bay, and as the housekeeper and family friend of the Gus Kahns, and I'll see you in my dreams. Come on in closer and meet the folks, Mayor. Ladies and gentlemen, meet Mary Wicks.
Greetings, all. Hi. But, Dodo, let's put the soft pedal on my tendency to turn up as a housekeeper. This only happens to me when I'm in a picture with you.
But, Mary, you play them so well.
Yeah, one more housekeeper and I'll have housemaid's knee.
There you go. Complaining just the way you did in Moonlight Bay.
Well, who wouldn't complain? First thing I know, total strangers will stop me on the street, and instead of asking for an autograph, they'll hand me a mop and tell me I can have every other Thursday off.
You know, people do have a way of identifying us with the roles we play on the screen, don't they?
I can testify to that. When people ask me out to lunch, I forget myself and start washing the dishes.
Yeah, but at least you're working.
It's not enough. I want the kind of part that'll give me a crack at an Oscar.
Mary, I predict that someday you will win an award.
My pal, I've already won one award.
Yeah?
A handsome, monogrammed, galvanized, silent butler from the Amalgamated Parlor Maids Dramatic Society. They selected me as 1951's Miss Ragamuff.
Well, on screen or off, I love it when you complain.
Me? Uh-huh. Now, when did I ever complain about anything?
Mary, when didn't you complain?
Well, let me see. Oh, about 4 years ago, I got a swell break in a picture.
Yeah? What'd you play that time?
A maid. Oh! What are you laughing at? I love that picture.
Mary, I'm convinced. I guess maybe it can be frustrating to play maids and housekeepers in pictures.
Oh, I don't know. Servants are important in lots of plots.
True, Mary,
In fact, many times, where would the star be if it didn't turn out that the real murderer was the faithful family butler? Playing domestics isn't all that frustrating.
All I said...
I accept your apology. Why should you understand me? Nobody else does, and a good thing, too.
You know, I'm beginning to get the picture. You enjoy complaining, but in reality, you also enjoy playing housekeepers, huh?
Yeah, I admit it. Oh, and there's one I'd give anything to play. You know, that terrific one in Rebecca.
Yeah.
Remember? Oh, imagine having Sir Laurence Olivier hang on me every word. Listen, you know what I would really have liked?
What?
At the end of the picture, I'd get to burn down the house.
You mean a housemaid's revenge?
Oh, listen, Dodo. I play all sorts of dramatic roles with other people. Why not with you?
Well, go ahead. Live a little, Mayor. Be dramatic.
You mean it?
Yep. We want everybody on this show to be happy. Do whatever you want to do.
All right, I will. I know what I'll do. I'll do that tense and tender scene where John and I are parting. John, dearest. There's something I must tell you. I must tell you. And yet I don't know how to tell you. Well, the moment I tell you, you'll thank me for telling you. And now, well, the moment has come for me to tell you. What was it I was going to tell you? What was it?
Would you like to try that again with a mop?
For 2 boxes of Babble, I would, hey. You know me, Doris. Madcap Mary, the big T. But just to show you my thoughts aren't all negative, let me tell you about my favorite scene in On Moonlight Bay.
What'd you do?
I wasn't even in it.
Oh, this I've got to hear.
No, seriously, Dodo. It was the scene where you were all alone in your room, thinking of your boyfriend.
Oh, yeah.
Uh-huh.
And of how he'd gone away to college and left me in the old hometown feeling awfully lonesome.
And you curled up in your chair, trying not to cry, and then you saw that little Cupid doll, you know, you'd won at the carnival together.
Yeah, I remember. I was talking to my doll.
Tell me why night are lonesome. Tell me why days are blue. Tell me while the sun shines comes just at one time when I'm with you. Why do I hate to go, dear, and hate to say goodbye? Now somehow it's always so. And if you know, dear, please tell me why.
Thanks, everybody. You know, isn't it funny how much we all enjoy getting a letter and how long we keep putting it off when we have to answer one? But you know what? The letters I get from GI guys overseas have turned me into a reformed character. It's gotten so that I enjoy sending letters as much as I enjoy reading the ones I receive. And it doesn't really take too much time to keep those GI guys posted. In fact, the minutes fly when you begin to get off an answer to wonderful letters like the one I got this morning. It gave me such a big kick that I want you to hear it, too. The writer is a Marine, and he says, "Dear Dodo, would you do me and the guys in my outfit a little favor? A couple of us have friends at home who came up with what we think is a great idea. These kids send us a rundown on what's really happening all over town. And if they know what a guy's hobby is, they include news of that, too. It's better than reading a magazine because we know it was done just for us. You know, kind of special. So if you can, spread our thanks around, Dodo. And if you find time, drop us a line. Got to get some shut-eye now. And who knows, maybe I'll dream I'm hearing my old favorite, I'm in the Mood for Love. Signed, Corporal Arnold Turner." Now that's a letter you want to answer, folks, but quick. And Arnold, when you hear this, remember, it's just for you.
Because you're near me, funny, but when you're near me, I'm in the mood for love. Heaven is in your eyes, bright as the stars. Under, oh,
that I'm in the mood for love. Why stop to think of whether this little dream might fade? We put our hearts together. Now we're one. I'm not afraid if there's a cloud up above. If it should rain, we'll let it. But for tonight, get it. 'Cause I'm in the mood for love. I'm in the mood for love.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's my pleasure now to present one of America's foremost dramatic actors, the brilliant and popular motion picture star, Mr. Joseph Cotten.
How do you do? This is Joseph Cotten. I'm not going to be dramatic at the moment. My first impulse is to say thanks. Thanks to so many of you for your interest in my numerous appearances on the CBS radio drama Suspense. It's rare that I feel strongly inclined to recommend a particular show to millions of listeners, but without reservation, I do feel you'll thoroughly enjoy being kept in suspense on Monday nights. The story is deftly constructed, expertly performed by the most able actors in radio under the astute direction of Elliot Lewis, have made me a regular member of the suspense audience. I suggest you cultivate this entertaining habit. The next time I have the pleasure of appearing on the show, I'd like to know that you are listening to Suspense here on CBS Radio.
Say, folks, remember what happened at the end of last week's show? We were short of time, and that wonderful guy, Ray Bolger, said he'd come back and be with us again this week.
I said it, and I'm glad.
And that goes double. Say, remember, Ray, my telling you that a lot of my mail comes from teenagers?
Yes, I do.
Well, after last Friday, when we announced that you'd be here tonight, a great many kids wrote in asking if you can help them solve one of their big, fat problems.
No, wait a minute. You mean they asked me?
Yes, you.
Oh, no.
Now, wait. The problem has to do with dancing, and it seems to bother the boys in particular.
Oh, well, I'm not much of an advice giver, Otter, but let's have it.
All right. Now, there's one letter signed Charleston Charlie that sums up pretty well the thing that troubles quite a few young fellows.
Well, my biggest problem, it seems to me, when I started to go out dancing, was getting the money to pay for the tickets.
Well, Charlie's letter goes on to say, maybe Ray Bolger was once a shy guy like me, but he got to be a terrific dancer. Maybe he could suggest how I can overcome my number one problem. I can't dance well because I'm afraid to dance, and that's true even though I'm 16 and a sophomore. Well, that's it, Ray. What do you think?
Well, now, let me see. If old Charlie's listening, I'll have to admit that I still couldn't dance when I was a high school senior.
Oh, you're kidding!
No,
is that for real?
That is the real for real. At my senior prom, all I could do was the waltz. And I only knew one female who thought that that was passable.
Your steady?
My steady. My mother.
What about your girl?
Yeah, my girl.
Well, surely she liked waltzing.
Not while she was doing a foxtrot.
I guess that would look kind of silly, huh?
On her, it looked silly. It looked like a reconditioned rumba.
Well, gee, when the band played something that wasn't three-quarter time, why couldn't she just sit that one out?
She did, but not with me. Ah, boy in his teens says he's afraid to dance, Doris. What he means is, let's see, he's afraid of girls.
You know, come to think of it, I remember an old high school crush of mine who was afraid to dance. But that's so silly, Ray. What is there about girls that's so scary?
They're so soft.
Listen, you think boys are scared. It's the girls who are really frightened.
Yeah, hey, fellas, you hear that? Get with it.
Listen, I got over being scared by lecturing myself. Doris Day, I'd say to myself, there's no need to be nervous just because a man's going to grab hold of you. I think anyone can talk themselves into being confident if they want to.
Charlie Charleston, you hear that? Take your cue from Doris. Be lion-hearted.
Well, I'm going to stick my head into the lion's mouth, Ray, and ask for a Bulger favorite of mine. One I'll bet you haven't done for a long time. Remember the cute tune called I'm Glad I'm Not a Rubber Ball?
Oh, if you mean what I think you mean.
I do. Uh-oh. He looks scared, folks, but I think he's going to do it. Go ahead, Ray. I dare you.
I'm glad I'm not a rubber ball, 'cause think how it must hurt to bounce and bounce and bounce and bounce and fall down in the dirt. I'm glad I'm not a rubber ball, I'd have no hands or feet. I'd roll and roll and roll and roll and end up in the street. I'd get hit by baseball bats and chased around by pussy cats, and every single little pup would do his best to eat me up. I'm glad I'm not a rubber ball, the reason's plain to see. If I got lost beneath the house, I couldn't go and look for me. If I were a rubber ball, I'd bounce around and around. If I were a rubber ball, this is how I'd sound. I'm glad I'm not a rubber ball, 'cause think how it must hurt to bounce and bounce and bounce and bounce and fall down in the dirt. I'm glad I'm not a rubber ball, I'd have no hands or feet. I'd roll and roll and roll and roll and end up in the street. I'd get hit by baseball bats and chased around by pussycats, and every little single pup would do his best to eat me up. I'm glad I'm not a rubber ball, the reason's plain to see. If I got lost beneath the house, I couldn't go and look for me. I'd bounce and bounce and roll and hit my head and fall in a hole, be hit by bats and dogs and cats and little tots and mice and rats. A rubber ball I don't want to be. I want to be just little old me.
Good night, all. See you on the set tomorrow, Doc.
Night, Ray. Now, that's what I call a wonderful guy, and the sooner he comes back again, the better I'll like it.
With a song in my heart, I behold your adorable face. Just a song at the start, and it soon is a hymn to your grace. When the music swells, I'm touching your hand. It tells that you're standing near, and at the sound of your voice, heaven opens its portals to me. Can I help but rejoice that a song such as ours came to be? But I always knew I would live life through with a song in my heart for you.
Bye.
sound of your voice, heaven opens its portals to me. Can I help but rejoice that a song such as ours came to be? But I always knew I would live life through with a song in my heart for
I've really enjoyed being with you tonight, and I sincerely hope you have too. If there's something special you'd like to hear, just drop me a line. Until we get together again next week.
I love each moment with you, love to be with you. Honest, I do love to be with you, where I belong. Singing my songs for you.
Good night, everybody.
The Doris Day Show is a Martin Melcher production, directed by Sam Pierce and written by David Gregory and Jerry Gullard. It comes to you transcribed from Hollywood. Doris Day appears through the courtesy of Warner Brothers Pictures and may soon be seen in The Winning Team, co-starring with Ronald Reagan. Ray Bolger may soon be seen in the Warner Brothers Technicolor production, Where's Charlie? Mary Wicks may soon be seen in the MGM production, Young Man with Ideas. This is Roy Rowan speaking. You don't have to be farmers to help keep the nation's farm production at peak efficiency, to get the most out of America's farm products and keep our economy sound. You can help as a consumer, too. Buy foods in season as much as you can. Buy what's plentiful. Another thing, don't waste food. That's what you can do as a consumer. There's a big job for the farm products distributors and manufacturers, too, in getting the best tools to the farmer, in helping him get the most out of his land. Remember, high farm production spells sound economy. Sound economy will help America through any defense emergency. Servicemen and women overseas, listen to the Doris Day Show through the worldwide facilities of the United States Armed Forces Radio Service. Next week, Doris Day's special guests will be Gordon McRae and Murray and Miranda. And remember, the New York Philharmonic Symphony is heard every Sunday afternoon on the CBS Radio Network.